this upper Greenbrier Valley. It was just a small valley of grazing animals and gardens and real small farms at the time of the Civil War. After the soldiers went back north and told the stories of the giant trees, the big forests, the virgin forests, went back up north, and then the Pennsylvanians and New Yorkers started coming in here and leasing land. Bringing in the mills, little mills all up and down the Greenbrier River.
While out in the forest, some men ask of me, how many blackberries do grow in the sea? I answered right back with a tear in my eye, how many dark ships in the forest?
Port Crayon, surveying all of this territory in here, described the land as he came. And he said that the ground was so heavily forested, the timber so big and huge, that the only chance you had of seeing the sunshine was to look straight up.
Big virgin timber back then. Never been cut over before.
You don't see any of the big trees that were there in those days. The virgin timber that they had to cut, there were really some great logs. They had a lot of chestnut back then.
Some of them trees were 7 feet, 8 feet on the stump. Big.